Five natural sweeteners that will actually help improve your health. Are you trying to find a safe and natural sugar substitute? You know, the Western diet in today's world, it's filled with high fructose corn syrup and sugar and carbohydrates. And this has really led to an explosion in health concerns as well as weight gain. Now, it's no wonder because commercially made available sugars are made from genetically modified corn as well as beets, so GMO corn and beets, which makes them highly, highly toxic to the body. Now, the sugars on the list that we're going to be discussing today are much more natural, and so they're gonna be easier for your body to process. They also have a number of health benefits to your body. The natural sweeteners on the list that we will be discussing are also much lower on the glycemic index than normal sugars. So you can use these sugars anywhere that you can actually substitute where you normally just use your ordinary sugar, in baking, in smoothies, or even in your morning coffee. So with all of that, let's take a deeper dive into some of the best natural sweeteners that you can use at the moment. Pure raw honey. Now the key word here is really raw. Now you want your honey to be from a local source, to be organic. Again, the word raw is very important. Now raw honey is a type of food that not only sweetens your food, but it's also antimicrobial. So also help your body fight off invaders. And that's what's so amazing about it. It also contains antioxidants, amino acids, and electrolytes. So it basically will benefit your body in a number of different ways. Honey also really helps with reducing allergy symptoms, and I've seen this quite a bit. And that's because it's really made from local pollen, so it actually helps you become less sensitive to allergens in your local area. Raw honey is also very healing and sometimes will help wounds heal. So sometimes you can actually use it to help acne clear up as well. So don't go overboard with honey, just 1 to 2 tablespoons daily, and you'll notice some benefit. Dates. Dates are one of the best natural sweeteners because not only do they sweeten your food, but they also contain lots of vitamins and minerals. They also have lots of fiber, which is really great if you have problems with constipation. So they also contain a lot of potassium, which helps flush toxins and balance the toxins in your body as well. They're great in baking, protein bars, smoothies, and they really add an extra jolt of nutrition and sweetness. Stevia. If you have weight loss or blood sugar issues, then you should be using stevia. Stevia is really made from the leaves of a special plant, so it's all natural, and it contains absolutely 0 calories. There are lots of different types of stevia, but look for the full leaf stevia or the version that's ground or extracted. Make sure you check the label before buying your stevia, as some versions are highly processed and some of them even have added chemicals and even GMOs. So make sure you avoid these types of stevia. Stevia should be used sparingly. Put a few drops in your tea, in your coffee, or in your baked goods, and you'll really taste the difference. Also, stevia will not spike your blood sugar, so that's also an added benefit. Pure organic maple syrup. Maple syrup is a great sweetener over pancakes and waffles, as we all know. When you're buying it, make sure it's 100% organic maple syrup. You also want grade B or grade C when you're in the USA. Coconut sugar. If you have a sweet tooth, find yourself some organic, unrefined coconut sugar. It's great for baking, and it also comes in different flavors for a little extra interest. It's full of potassium and nutrients, and make sure if you are buying an organic version, then it should be GMO-free as well. So which sweetener sounds the best for you, and what are some of the ways that you could enjoy the burst of natural sweetness? Thanks for listening, and that's all we have for you today. I hope you found these natural sweetener tips helpful and hope you can apply them to your life every day. Once again, we are here to make sure that you are empowered to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLamCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.